Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Says, Dear Freak Show, I did a thing and I want to tell you about it. Only my mom and my best friend are aware. So I thought I'm telling my Freak Show. My fiance broke up with me for no other reason than I wanted a hard date on our wedding. We've been together for 7+ years since we were in college and engaged for 3 years, but zero planning. Did I get a shut up ring? He drug his feet and then COVID hit. So then that became the excuse. So I was in my feelings and I let him know about it. A blow up happened and things were said, so he dumped me. That was February 20th. Moved out, unfollowed me everywhere, didn't talk to me at all. Who does that after having a whole life together? After all that time, so I was mad and then it became rage. After everything I did for this man, for his family, for his friends, he wasn't doing this to me. So I began ranting about wanting to get, I began ranting about wanting to get away somewhere tropical. So my best friend and I took her trainer, who has a body to die for, by the way, and a bunch of beach stuff to Honeymoon Island, where we did a photo shoot basically with every picture laying in the sand with a boomerang video showing me having fun, and you could see me, but just see enough of him to show his crazy arms in a couple of the pictures. So you could tell I was with a man. There's one picture where I was laying on his stomach that shows his abs, and it was so hot, but you couldn't see his face. We put these up on my story and posted a few stills, picking far away location for the spot on the post. And everyone on my page just knew I'd been swept away somewhere tropical where that was my plan. Guess who called immediately and went to voicemail the entire weekend?
Stop it.
When I returned, in quotes, I rang him back, happy without a care in my voice, and all I could do was immediately tell that he was shaken by everything he's saying. He wanted to see me ASAP. We needed to get together. I let him simmer because obviously I was busy, but we did see each other. And after dinner, he had questions, and I told him, all I'm going to say to you is I did not have sex with that man, so just stop bothering me about it. It's not your business. He didn't believe me at all, but guess what? We're now getting married April 2nd, 2022. 4/2/22, isn't that cute? I'll never tell him what really happened, but I only did it because it had to be done.
My God, it worked.
But
this is why, this is exactly why women are shadier than men.
Yeah, but
men are
y'all
dogs. Men are dogs, absolutely. But a woman to put this together, to make and manipulate a dude, to work him to where he comes back.
Make it jealous.
Y'all are the shady queens.
Or,
like y'all are royalty as far as the shade.
This sounds like it needs a round of applause.
No.
Her plan worked. It worked perfectly.
It's going to backfire on her, though. It is absolutely going to backfire on her. Because that man, they were together for 7 years.
He didn't want her.
And he dumped her like that.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden they're back and they're going to get married. That guy is going to, there's a pattern
here. It's going
to
happen again.
It's going to happen again.
No, I mean, yeah, she nudged him off of the.
But that's going to come, that's going to go away. Right,
she shouldn't
now,
want to marry somebody that never wanted her.
He has jealousy in his eyes and rage and the dude in the six pack and all that. That's going to fade away and eventually he's going to go back to reality. Like, damn, I don't want to get married.
Listen, the whole point is that women control the game.
What do you mean?
Guys could never pull that off.
Y'all make us jealous for sure.
All that dude, would a dude care that much? Like, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lady.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a lady yeah, doing that. Yeah. Like, and I mean, and worked it out. So I'm not gonna ask because I mean, I doubt anybody's gonna put themselves out there to tell their secret. But I would just say that I would think women do it a lot more than men. So if you've been able to manipulate somebody like that, what did you do to get him back?
Conniving.
Because that's gold medal status right there.
It really is. It worked. I'm surprised she wanted to be with somebody that did not want her and just dumped her so quickly. But that's what she said.
She's like, you're not leaving me after all putting in all the work.
Yeah.
Like, she did all the work. She's like, I should get the reward, right?
She wanted
right?
him, yeah.
888-429-0941. Is that good game? Are you applauding, ladies? Or are you like, oh, I'm shame. All right, we don't know if... if this is going to work. But the game is like at a top-notch level when you get manipulated like that.
Yeah,
you gotta,
for sure.
You, I mean, you, I don't know if it's a slow clap or I don't know if it's a roaring applause. But she worked him. She got dumped. She used a hard body, went out to Honeymoon Island, and recreated Tulum, basically. And what did you do to get that guy? Is this a winner or not? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm asking. We got a bunch of people checking in. 888-429-0941. Let's see. Dawn is on the phone. Dawn, did you hear this craziness? Hey, Dawn. Oh, there you go. Hey, Dawn. What's up, girl?
Good morning.
Did you hear this craziness? She
first of all, that junk was getting on my nerve. I'm a Gemini for one. We cut different. The Zodiac of the Gemini, we ain't got time for it. First of all, she got to be under 30 because anybody above 40 ain't going to, first of all, be with nobody for 7 years and don't be married. That don't make no sense to me. You're investing too much time in something that ain't going to go nowhere. I've been married to my husband 9 years, and I get tired of him sometimes. I'll be like, Dawn, you in this relationship this long? There's no way I'm going to go through that to get somebody to try to marry me.
But wait, now they was together. She was like, listen, you're not going to leave me after I've put in hard work. And it worked out because he came back.
But that's crazy, though. She tricked him. It's starting out wrong already.
Well, I mean, if you eliminate what she did, like, let's look at it this way. You eliminate what she did about the whole acting out at the beach. The 7 years prior, she did everything right, and he didn't move. So he needed a nudge. Sometimes dudes are dumb.
Yeah, I ain't doing all that, though. You know, I'm from New York. I ain't got time for it. I'm shocked when you read that. I was like, what? She went and faked pictures and did this and that. That's too much.
Yeah, they're laying on that man's abs like that. That's too much, Dawn. Appreciate it, girl. Let's see. Sarah's on the phone. Sarah, how you doing?
I am good. Let me just say, the last caller, I don't so much say she's tricking him, because it takes a certain kind of guy for this to happen to. Like the guys that have cold feet, you know, and then they're in, they're out.
Yes, true.
I was with my old man for quite a while, but he was on and off. So finally, he's the one who called it off. And I'm like, screw it. I'm going to go out with my girls, have a good time at the bar. We were honestly just taking selfies with each other. And this dude that was there with his wife was like, hey, let me get a picture with y'all. So we posted pictures with this random guy in there. I'll be dead. I got a phone call within an hour of the time I got home after posting these pictures. And the dude that I was seeing was like, oh, so you're seeing somebody else now? And lost his mind. And we've been together 4 years now.
Wait! Wow. So he did come back. And you didn't even do that on purpose.
I didn't even do it on purpose. I swear to you. I'm like, you know what? I'm over his crap. I'm going to go out with my girls. I'm going to have a great weekend. And I'll be damned. And he's like, I'm like, really? It took you to see me out in public having a good time living my life for you to get off of your butt. It was the crazy, like,
Did you tell him that that man was random, or did you let him think that
yes,
man?
Yes, I was like, what are you? I honestly, when he was talking to me about this, I'm like, who the hell are you talking about? this dude was there with his wife, and he's like, hey, let me take a, and it was just so random.
That's
honest
funny.
God, and I'm like, this, I know, and I was like, that dude was married. He's like, yeah, sure.
Oh, my God.
Crazy.
Good
so
for you.
Definitely didn't trick him. It just happened. So this certain kind of guy, and maybe they just do need that.
Yeah.
And this dude's a lot older than I am, so I can't even say it's his age or anything like that.
It's just his comfort level. You just had to nudge him off of his block. That's all. That's good.
Yes,
I love
and
that.
And that's exactly, I guess. I loved it, too. I barely.
Congratulations on the win, Sarah. Let's see. Steven, you got a story for me. That don't tell me you out there faking pictures, too.
Yo, no, Lando. I got a funny one for you. I'm going to try to keep it short.
Okay, what's up?
Check me out. I used to live
Turn your radio down so we don't get you confused. All right, go ahead.
I bet. I used to live in Orlando with the mother of my child, right?
Yeah.
So, boom, long story short, she breaks up with me, moves to Tampa, leaves me, boom, all the bills, everything, whatever. I end up moving out here, you know, to be closer to my daughter. And when I get out here, I go on Facebook and I'm like, yo, Tampa, tap in, I'm out here. One of her old friends that she doesn't affiliate with no more hits me up. We go out. We go have a couple drinks. She ended up posting some pics. And some way, somehow, she ended up seeing them. Guess who's hitting me up? Blowing me up. Yo, where you at? How you going to do this to me? We had a family. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, man.
When she had her boyfriend, they went on vacation, everything.
Wow.
she broke up with the dude the other day to try to get back with me. I don't want to get back with her. Ends up convincing the dude to try to fuck me. Yo.
Wait. The dude that she was with convinced him to fight you because you won't be with her?
Yeah, try to fight me. That's your problem now, bro. That's not my problem. That's your problem, son. That's all you.
Wow. Okay. That took a turn. I thought you were going to say we got back together. She put a hit out on you.
Nah. Yeah. I just want to show y'all. That manipulation thing you're talking about.
They definitely lethal. That's why I'm saying, like, you gotta even the gangster, you gotta respect the gangster. Like, ladies, dude, that's a big time move. I appreciate it, Steve. That's a big time move to go to the beach, recreate damn near Tulum.
Right.
Hire a trainer.
Because I need ab body behind me, but I ain't gonna show your face, but just enough of your arm. You know how to. The girls that get flued out.
Yeah.
The girls that get flued out being 100 pitches, and you might see a dude's watch in one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
a
wallet.
Right, yeah. So you know a dude is there. But, and his mind probably played it in his mind. Oh, my God. He thought
she
did.
Had,
right?
Yeah, your imagination. She had her girl there to make sure that all of the pictures were super fly. Perfect. The boomerang was perfect. Yes. All of that.
And, of course, I'm like sitting there SVU, and I would have been like, well, who took the picture?
It's definitely the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah, who's that?
I know that sand.
I know that tree. That tree is only in the Bahamas, right?
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.